It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And Coach, I can't believe it. It is springtime. And of course, springtime brings us to all sorts of amazing meets and invitationals.
Especially big invitationals in the sunny Florida Orlando area.
Oh man, I am so jealous. So what we're going to do on this episode of Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach, we're going to talk with Joe Hanna about what's going on in Orlando this coming weekend. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach, of course, proudly presented by Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like five ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And Coach, we're here in Indiana, which Indiana can be lovely, but it's not Florida, is it?
It is not Florida, and guess who is in Florida?
Joe Hanna.
Joe Hanna, how are you?
We are ready, guys. We are ready.
I saw a picture, and I could see my reflection in your floor.
That nice.
Our
wow.
Floor is good.
I'm telling you,
the
what,
floor is the best it's ever been, guys. It's the best I've ever seen it in all the years I've been at that rink, from when it was Universal till now. By far, this is probably the best coating that's ever went down. Everybody's so excited about it.
All I know is everybody, you better stay on your wheels. 8-6 is otherwise you're going to be screaming.
Oh, yeah, that's going to rip some skin then, isn't it? But that's just what we love when the rink is looking like that. So here we are now, just a couple of days away. What's all going on? As you're getting ready for the Orlando Classic, you're getting ready for everything this weekend. Like, what are some of these last-second preparations like?
Well, we're actually live right here on the track, preparing the outdoor track right now. As I speak, I got Gypsy Tidwell here with me. And Francesca Bell, a few others out here, we're all working on the track, testing it, getting ready, putting some surprises in, a little chicane in the track. It's going to be exciting.
See, this is what I like about talking to Joe, because when you talk to Joe, he's always surrounded by amazing athletes and amazing coaches.
I mean, he really, truly is. So with the outdoor track, where are you guys setting up? I know I saw the rundown of everything, but where is the outdoor portion? Then again, tell us more about where the indoor portion is.
The outdoor portion is in Lake Mary, Florida. It's a little north of the skating rink. It's about 20 minutes from the hotels. It's a parking lot of an office building, and it's actually really beautiful, long straightaways. We opted to put in, because it's so long of a straightaway, we opted to put in the chicane in it, so we get a little bit of surprise action in it. And beautiful out here. It's wide open. We're going to have vendors out here. We actually have a beautiful Easter sunrise service that morning as well out here. So it's really a neat facility where we're at.
And now, is that going to be a 400-meter track then, or what's the dimension?
We measured it out just now, guys. It was 400 meters. It's going to be a little longer now with the chicane in it.
Yeah.
But we have a 200 meter track set in the middle, and then the bigger track for the everybody else.
Okay. Nice. And so, a couple of days out, I can probably guess what this is. But yeah, you guys have an outdoor portion, so I'm sure people are watching the forecast. What kind of weather are we looking at?
It is absolutely beautiful. Right now, it's in the evening a little bit, so it's about a 72 degrees right now. The daytime is going to be around 80, 85. So it should be wonderful. They said no rain. It should be beautiful. We're excited.
Now, do you want to hang up on him, Coach, or do you want me to?
I want to run down there and give him a good chop to the chops because he's talking about, it's like 70-something now. We're sitting at like 48.
And we're excited.
And it's 48. Like it's warm.
Coach is wearing shorts for crying out loud. He'd be naked if it was 78. So maybe it's good that it's not 78.
Yeah,
it's
probably a good
day. Thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful. Exactly. Now, it's a wonderful day out here, and it's supposed to be a really nice weekend, so we're getting very excited. We've got a lot of people entered. We've got almost 200 entries right now, and we've got actually surprises popping up left and right.
Uh-oh.
Brazilians walked in, said we're here, a team from Brazil, the Jaguar
nice.
Team from Brazil. Chinese
awesome.
Team walked in today and walked into the rink and said we're here, what time is practice?
So just so you guys all know, when you're out there and you guys catch this podcast and you're listening and you're like, oh, crap, this meet's going to go on. I'm going to miss it. I didn't catch it. I didn't know what was going on before. Yesterday, last night, actually, it was about 8:30 at night, I sent Joe a Facebook message and I said, I got an athlete that's going to be there vacationing. She wants to come and skate. Can you get her in? Joe said, absolutely, we'll get her in.
Nice.
So if you're still looking and you want to get down to a good meet, get a hold of Joe. Facebook, calling, texting, whatever. Make sure you guys get with him quickly so you can get on this roster before it fills up even more.
Tell you guys, I appreciate all the help that you give us also and all the props that you give us. But it's been really good right now. You know, we're excited. We have about 3 heats of a world-class men alone in this race.
Oh, my word.
It's going to get thick. It's going to get good. I was sitting talking with Brandon Hall just now, and, you know, he's getting excited. He said, this is great. He's loving this track outdoors. The chicane just adds a whole nother phase to the race.
Now has he skated it since you laid it out, or has he just been looking
at it? Yeah, that's what we're doing. They're testing it.
They're testing it. Testing it is short for getting some practice and knowing how to skate.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's called home field advantage.
Actually, I asked them to come out to try it out because we're trying to make sure the track is the right size.
Yeah.
No problems, because I'm not going to have 3 heats of world-class guys, and they tell me the track stinks.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got world team members and world team coaches down there, so I know it's going to be laid out right, and I know it's going to skate great.
Yeah, we've got everybody's out here working. We got a lot of people helping and just trying to make sure everything's good for everyone. Indoors is spectacular. Of course, the rink is beautiful. We've got lots planned. We got our special rat race that we talked about.
Yeah.
Trying to get ready for that. Somebody's going to go to Hawaii. Which coach is it going to be? We'll see.
Hold on. Time out. Back that up a little bit, all right?
Yes.
So what? I know we had talked about the rat race the last time you were on Skate Talk with Boomer and the coach, but this Hawaii thing, fill us in on this Hawaii thing for people who might not know.
All right. Well, the rat race is going to be a 4-person rat race. It's a 4-person relay. One starts on one side, one starts on the other. Whichever team catches the other one wins. We'll go through it until there's 2 teams left. And when the 2 teams go against each other, the winner, coach, will get round trip to Hawaii. 2 tickets to Hawaii, round trip.
I got my
and
coconut
they don't want to
ball
go to Hawaii,
ready.
They can use them to go to Nationals. They can use them to go wherever they want, but that's where the theme of the party is because of the whole luau thing. So that's all it takes. And the 4 skaters have to be different divisions. They can't all be 4 senior skaters. They have to be 4 different divisions.
Oh, nice. I love how that shakes it up a little bit. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That mixes it up, and it makes it so you can't stack your house. Well, you can, because don't get me wrong, there's strong skaters in a lot of divisions, but it still makes it a lot more difficult.
Right, and also the other rule that we have is that the faster skaters start. The older skaters, the faster skaters start, so that way they're not an elementary pushing a, you know, getting pushed and whacked around and everything else.
Right.
Keeps it even. Keeps the race even, keeps it where it's really a fun, hot race to watch.
Man, I tell you what, the stakes are high for this.
It's very high. I'd like to personally right now go on record to say congratulations, coach, whoever you are, that the team that wins. Because that's amazing.
Well, the other thing is the team gets the money from the race, too. So.
Wow.
They
big
get
stuff,
the money
man,
from the
big
race.
Stuff.
You know, I'm sure you're probably planning on Facebook Live-ing a lot of this or having someone at the rink who's going to Facebook Live a lot of this stuff. Please, at least for that final rat race, we've got to be able to watch in on that because that is going to be insane.
Well, we're waiting. Actually, we might have the whole thing will be live streamed. So that'll also be two. So,
really?
About that. Yeah, I think our guy that does the live stream, which is TMR, the guy who did Nationals for years.
Yeah.
Tim lives right by us, and Tim always helps us out. He's been very sick lately, but he usually helps us out and brings the cameras, and we've got people that run them.
Okay. Yeah, let us know whenever you get that locked in or where people can go to watch that, because we'll promote it on our end as well. Because I know and we encourage athletes, if you can make it there, I know we're a couple of days out, but if you can make it there, get there. If not, the next best thing is watching this. Because I guarantee for someone who's actually, they don't make the trip, but they're watching, they're going to be there next year.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and next year, the whole new phase comes in with
the
bank
track.
Next year
is the international, right, Joe?
What's that?
Next year is the international portion
of it. Next year will be internationals. You're right. World Skate will be involved next year.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be big anyway. Oh, my gosh. Man, this is just insane.
It'll be World Skate, plus we should have the bank track up by then. So
I am so excited to see, actually, we're starting to get these invitationals that are climbing back up in numbers. I mean, I can see this event next year probably topping out somewhere around 500 with it being as high as it is this year, and it doesn't have the world level involved. This is going to be huge next year. I mean, it's already massive now. It's going to be really big next year.
Right. That's what we're excited about. It doubled from last year, and we hope to double it again next year if we can. You know, we're going to put what we can into it. We're trying to give back to everybody, trying to make sure everybody enjoys it. The prizes, everything are just spectacular. We're happy about it, and we can't wait to see everybody and hope that everyone has a great time. We also take constructive criticism. Anybody who doesn't like something, we're going to take it and squash it for next time.
And, Joe, we know you got to get back to taking care of all the stuff because we're days away from this. But for that athlete that's out there that's like, oh my gosh, I actually can make it down to Orlando, because flights to Orlando come from anywhere. Pretty much any airport can get you to Orlando. If there is that athlete that is making that last second arrangement to get down there, how do they do that? Who do they need to talk to? Do they reach out to you on Facebook? What do they do?
They can reach out to me on Facebook. They can reach out to me, call the ring, call whatever. I'll get them in. I'll make sure we get them in however we have to do it. We're trying to make sure that everybody gets down here and has a good time. Actually, also, I don't know if you guys saw about it. Universal Studios Day for everyone to support the World Team, and so they're having that on Monday too. So it's not just all coming race.
Man, that just sounds fantastic.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I know. There's so much going on. Joe, thank you so much for the time, and you've got so much to do to get things ready, but thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us as we do like this last second push to get some skaters there.
I appreciate it.
And also make sure that, as we were saying, if you can't make it, watch. There's going to be lots of ways that live stream, Facebook Live, you'll be able to watch us. And make sure if you're not there this year, get there next year.
Absolutely. And do us a favor if you could. Can you please tell Francesca and Brandon that Skate Talk says hi?
I will do it. Francesca, Brandon, Skate Talk says hello. They give you a big hello back.
I like that. Well, thank you so much, Joe. I can't wait to see what happens, to see what unfolds here in Orlando over the next couple of days. We'll have to get you back so we can kind of sum up
you
the
got
event.
It, man.
I like that. We know Joe is always going to reach out to us. Joe, have a fantastic rest of the day. Good luck this weekend. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.